If you're one of the many getting ready for a fall marathon, like New York City or Marine Corps, then good luck. Running a marathon is a huge accomplishment, be it your first or 40th. Besides worrying about just finishing, the thing most marathoners worry about, especially veteran ones, is their time. How fast they can run and how long it takes them to finish 26.2 miles. Marathoners tend to obsess over mile split times, energy drinks, gels, the weight of their shoes, the exact temperature at the 20-mile mark, pretty much anything that might take a few minutes or even seconds off their time. Sometimes it's to break a well-known barrier, like a 4-hour or 3-hour marathon. Sometimes it's simply to get a personal best, say 1 minute better than last time. Or if you're like me and on the backside of a running career, it's simply not to go too much slower than last time. Whatever it is, pretty much everyone that lines up for that fabled distance goes in with an aspirational finish time. For elite marathoner Eliud Kipchoge, that duration is 2 hours. Not 2 hours and something, but 2 hours. Or I suppose 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 59 seconds. That's around 4 minutes and 35 seconds per mile, which is beyond the comprehension of most runners, even those of you who may be pretty good. Comparing a 3-hour marathon, which is really good, to a 2-hour marathon is like comparing a house cat to a lion, and I mean no insult to either 3-hour marathoners or house cats, both of which I hold in high regard. Kipchoge has edged closer to the seemingly impossible time barrier, recently in Berlin setting a new marathon world record of 2 hours, 1 minute, and 39 seconds. That's 1 minute 18 seconds faster than the old record. But it's also 1 minute and 14 seconds slower than Kipchoge ran last year in a highly choreographed effort led by Nike to break the 2-hour barrier, running laps on an Italian race car track. For a long list of reasons, that wouldn't be recognized as a world record, but it does show how close humanity has come to the seemingly inhuman. For the most part, since people have timed themselves running a distance or swimming in a pool or throwing a large object, we've started to think about how we can do it faster or longer. Sometimes that comes with a natural barrier, like the 4-minute mile or the 10-second 100 or a 13-minute 5K. Others are fairly arbitrary, but they all seem to stretch what we assumed possible, particularly for those involved in the sport. See, if you're a casual marathoner, or perhaps not a runner at all, it's hard to fully comprehend the difference between a 2:05 marathon and a 2:02 marathon. But if you've ever run anything close to either of those, you fully understand the agonizing difference between 4:40 miles and 4:35 miles. Those 5 seconds might as well be a calendar year. Which is why breaking records in sports like track is so fascinating. It's asking people who have performed the impossible to make that seem fairly ordinary. Obviously, the quest for records is the genesis for all that can go wrong with a sport like track, most notably performance-enhancing drugs, which is why records seem to always be viewed with a healthy dose of skepticism. We've seen records stripped, like Ben Johnson's 100-meter mark, and there's also a bunch of records that very likely were set with the help of PEDs. For example, it's hard not to question FloJo's 100 and 200-meter world bests, which have stood for some 30 years without being challenged, much less broken. That's the inherent bad side of world records. They leave a remarkably long shadow. I'm not certain Kipchoge is ready to break 2 hours, at least not yet, but I'm certain it will happen. I believe in a few things in life, and Darwinism is definitely one of them. What seems impossible today is simply part of a regular tomorrow. Just look back at track meets of the early 1900s to confirm that. And that is part of what makes sports so fascinating. Not simply the opportunity for competition, but rather the evolutionary pursuit of what's possible. Perhaps a sub-2-hour marathon is like putting a man on the moon. It's not something we're all going to do, but it can certainly inspire us all. Perhaps that's what even gets you under a 3-hour or 4-hour or 5-hour marathon. Whatever your time, finishing a marathon is truly a big deal.